You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, welcome to a Thursday edition of Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. A lot to get to on today's show. James Harden is traded to Brooklyn. Houston is rebuilding. We will take a look at what that means for everybody involved later on, but I want to start with the big Warriors news happening right now. Friday's game in Phoenix has been postponed because the Suns just don't have the eight player minimum needed for teams to play games. And so this is the first time that a Warriors game has been impacted by the coronavirus protocols. The NBA since Sunday has postponed eight games. These games will be moved into the second half of the schedule, right? The league released only the first half of the NBA's schedule last month, and the plan is, okay, release the first half, and then whatever games are postponed moves to the second half. Now, this is pretty clearly something that the NBA had anticipated and planned for. And I have seen a lot of talk on this network, other networks, that the league should postpone play, that they should just break for a week or two, 10 days, and say, hey, let's just put the whole thing on pause and just pause the league. And that's not a realistic option. And I don't mean to not take this stuff seriously, but that's not, we're not at that point yet. Yeah, you've got a lot of these games being postponed. But Adam Silver, according to reports, said that January is going to be a rough month. They anticipated after the holidays this being a possibility, and they planned for it by releasing the schedule the way that they did. And so, yeah, it looks bad right now because it's happening, but it is something that the NBA planned for. It's something that the league anticipated happening. And you don't only go into these protocols if, in fact, you have the virus, if you test positive. If you even come into contact with somebody who has it, you are entered into these protocols. You are not allowed to play after a certain point of quarantine and negative tests that are returned. So this, to me, is cautionary by the league. And I think that they should be praised for that, for being careful about it and not kind of ridiculed this way. I've heard that this is a blemish on Adam Silver's otherwise sterling reputation and track record as commissioner of the NBA. I don't see it that way at all. What has happened here that he did not anticipate, that isn't normal during these really non-normal, abnormal times? What has happened here? Now, I'll say this. Some of the things that needed to be tightened were tightened. On Tuesday, they started, limiting what players can do before and after games as far as what you could do in the locker room and shaking hands on the court after games and all these things, interacting with other teams. That needed to be done. They need to enforce the rules that are in place. Players, they have their seats that are 6 feet spaced apart, but they all get up out of their seats and kind of come together in these little scrums on the sidelines. You can't be allowing that anymore. You have to enforce the rules that are in place better than you have been and levy fines where appropriate and do things like that. But I don't think that this is a blemish on Adam Silver or the league right now. Maybe I'm being too pro league. I'm usually not pro league guy. I'm usually pretty cynical, if anything, about stuff. I just think that, look, if you wanted this season to go from the start to the end like a Mercedes, just clean and slick and everything, it was never going to be that. Like, what did you expect? I mean, this is off-roading, mud on the tires, a type of season. Like, you just get from point A to point B however you can. And it's not going to be clean. And it's not going to be smooth. And you're going to have to reschedule games. You might have to cancel games. You might not be able to fit all the games postponed into the second half. You might have to have a situation where you don't get the play-in tournament at the end of the year anymore. You might have a situation where certain teams have to report back and play some of these games that were postponed before the second half officially was marked to start. I mean, it's going to be messy. But messy is what we expect. Messy is what we all have had over the last several months. I mean, how many of you have had a meeting canceled or postponed? How many of you have had your life upended? All of you. All of you. All of us. All of us because of this pandemic. It's never, but we go to work. We don't just stop showing up, right? And when I say go to work, maybe it's virtually. Maybe it's Zoom conferences. Maybe it's typing something up and sending it to your boss. You are working, okay? Maybe you're in your sweatpants and you're at your kitchen table, but you're working. You are showing up. You are doing something despite the pandemic. And yeah, our jobs don't necessarily require us to, you know, play basketball and sweat and breathe on other people. But these guys are also getting tested twice a day. They have resources that you and I don't have. And these positive coronavirus tests, I mean, the way that the league talks about them, the way that media talks about them, you and I, the way that we talk about them, we're not worried about these players' health. We're not. I mean, these are young, fit athletes. They get a coronavirus, you're worried about whether or not they can play the game, not whether or not they'll live. And I'm not saying this just lightly. I'm saying this to make a point. Because the last thing Adam Silver wants, what would really be a blemish on his reputation, is if one of these players got really sick or died. Because those are the stakes we're talking about. And so that's why you want to be as cautious as possible. That's why you say, you know what? Maybe none of these players tested positive, but they all came into contact with somebody who did, and we're going to eliminate half of your roster, and we're going to postpone this game until further notice. Because that is the safer approach. That is the approach that makes more sense than just letting them play. And it would not shock me if at some point when these vaccines become available and the government is going to open more of these vaccines up to be moved and implemented, it wouldn't shock me if a lot of these players got vaccinated. And it'll be bad optics. It'll be bad optics. It will. And Adam Silver has pushed back on that notion. But they have a business to run. Just like your employer has a business to run. Just like mine does. So I don't know what else the league is supposed to do. They don't need to pause this season. This is exactly what they planned for. And everybody here is reacting. Everybody else is just reacting. And they're planning ahead. Let me ask you this. You live in California. If you're listening to the show, you probably live in California. A lot of you do. A lot of you do. How stoked have you been with Gavin Newsom's decision to start and stop the economy? I don't mean to make this political. I'm not. I'm asking you emotionally. How stoked have you been to have outdoor dining available and then taken away from you? It's jarring to go back and forth. So you think the league, and by the way, Gavin, I don't mean to make this political. I'm just saying Gavin Newsom has gotten his share of criticism for those decisions. Whatever you think of those decisions, he's gotten his share of criticism because what he did in this last attempt was, before reaching that threshold percentage, he preemptively shut down the economy again. Now, whatever you think of that, it has been jarring for a lot of people and a lot of businesses. And he's received a lot of flack because of that. And yet people are asking Adam Silver to essentially do the same thing for the NBA. Despite the plans, despite the thresholds that they may have decided ahead of time, to just stop the season, to shut it down preemptively. Even though what they are doing right now is more in the name of safety and less reactionary, less in the name of so many positive tests. This is not Rudy Gobert testing positive in March, people. This is getting ahead of it. So no, the league should not shut down. I'm not going to follow all these people who are just reactionary. Oh my God, sky's falling, shut it down. No, that's not always the answer. Some politicians just shut down the economy completely because they actually want to avoid making a real decision. This, what Adam Silver is doing, what the NBA is doing, is tough, but it's a real decision. It's messy, but it's a real decision. And I think it's the right one. Coming up, James Harden joins Kevin Durant on the Nets. I'll tell you why the Nets overpaid and why this is a mistake for KD. But first, let's talk about Headspace. Even in the new year, it's hard to start a new routine. But if you're one of the 34% of Americans who made a resolution to be less stressed, Headspace is here to help. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is the only meditation app advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. If you're overwhelmed, Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. If you need some help falling asleep, Headspace has wind-down sessions that their members swear by. For parents, Headspace has morning meditations that you could do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Look, I've used Headspace for years now. It is the first app that I used when I began my meditation practice about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and I still have it on my phone. I've stuck by it. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you, on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. Look, you deserve to feel happier. Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/lockedonNBA. Again, that's headspace.com/lockedonNBA for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/lockedonNBA today. Let's also talk about Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of vehicle makes and models, it can be impossible to stock all the parts you need for your car, especially now while you might not be able to visit a traditional store. So do it easily online instead at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years, 2 decades. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Maybe it's for your classic or your daily driver. Either way, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all of the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low without the markup that you find at chain stores. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. When you're checking out, find their How Did You Hear About Us box and write in Locked On so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Betting on the NBA doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. Let's roll through this massive 4-team trade that went down Wednesday. The Nets get James Harden. The Rockets get all of Brooklyn's first-round picks through 2027, including 3 first-round picks, 4 pick swaps, and a 22 first-rounder from Cleveland, which is actually Milwaukee's, Dante Exum and Rodion Kurucs. And then they flipped Caris LeVert and a second-round pick to Indiana for Victor Oladipo. Meanwhile, Jared Allen and Torian Prince end up in Cleveland. I think that's everything. I think I got everything there. What does this mean for... Let's start with Houston. According to reports, they could have had Ben Simmons. They chose with this massive haul of draft picks instead. It helps replenish some of the draft picks they lost in the Chris Paul trade, in the Russell Westbrook trade, and all those. And it essentially says, you know what? Instead of taking Ben Simmons and trying to build around him, we're going to just start over. Yeah, they have John Wall. Victor Oladipo, they have him, but his contract is up after the year. They probably have to sign him to a max if they want to keep him. I'm not convinced that Tillman Fertitta will keep him. I think that a lot of people are just assuming. But one of the things that Oladipo has that Caris LeVert doesn't is an expiring contract. So I'm not... Also part of this trade, Houston got under the luxury tax, okay? Fertitta, known as a cheapskate, I'm not sold that they're even bringing back Oladipo in the first place. They might just run this thing into the ground. They can always... Maybe they try to flip John Wall at some point later down the road. They could even do the same thing with Christian Wood. Who knows? This team was supposed to be built around James Harden. James Harden's gone. He's in Brooklyn now. So that's what it means for Houston. What does it mean for Brooklyn? And by the way, the Cavaliers have like 10 centers on their roster now. I don't know what that's all about. The Brooklyn Nets will be impossible to guard if Kyrie Irving is there. Now, I'm not convinced that Kyrie Irving will be there. A lot of people are looking at this trade. They're looking, what was the final straw? Well, it was James Harden and his kind of tantrum that he threw after the last game he had in Houston. But it's not a coincidence to me that the Brooklyn Nets have no idea where Kyrie Irving is because he is not reported to work. And then they make this trade. So it's not just that James Harden is super upset with the Rockets. But it's also the other team involved in this deal in Brooklyn not knowing where their second best player is or when he's coming back. And so what's insurance for that? Well, let's just trade everything we have for James Harden. And now with James Harden and Kevin Durant, you have 2 of the top 8 players in the league. And whether or not Kyrie Irving reports for work or not, you're still going to be pretty good with those two. Now, there's issues to work out. Defensively, they can't stop anybody. Kevin Durant, there's going to be a lot of responsibility on him. I do think that Brooklyn will be in the buyout market. Okay, they'll probably be looking for a guy like Trevor Ariza, something like that, maybe another center, some rim protection. DeAndre Jordan was benched recently, okay? They traded Jared Allen. But there'll be ways to tweak this roster. And look, when you tweak it, and let's say you make some adjustments, you get some dudes that can guard. I mean, this is a good roster. 8 or 9 rotation guys right now, right? Proven rotation caliber guys. Obviously, it's a huge star power. Let's say Kyrie Irving comes back and everything works out and he kind of, whatever he's going through right now, smooths over and he's back and he's playing the way he was playing before, which was really, really damn good. Well, you've got 3 stars. A lot of that stuff, what we're talking about, even defense, really, you got 3 stars, you can make do. You can win a lot of games that way. Now, in the postseason, there's going to be stretches where they have to defend at least an above average to good level. There's going to be instances where they clamp down. There's going to be, I promise. They know that. I think they'll figure it out. I'm not done talking about the Nets, but first, well, you can bet on Brooklyn's title odds. They just went up really high. And if I were you, I'd be shorting their title odds because, again, we don't know where Kyrie Irving is yet. If you want to do that, there's only one place that has you covered, one place that I trust. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Again, what do you think of the new title odds now that James Harden is in Brooklyn? Maybe you're not like me and you think that this thing is going to soar right away. If you think so, don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Here's my question. This is the only question I have. The big question is whether or not this was worth it. And a lot of stuff that I'm seeing right now is, well, if you win a championship, it's all worth it. No, I disagree. Think about what you just did if you're Brooklyn. Think about the 3 players that you just put together. And think about every other context in which we judge superstar trios, big threes. Think about Miami. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh. Was it enough for them to win one championship? No. Wasn't even really enough for some people that they won 2. Wasn't even enough that they went to 4 straight finals. Wasn't enough. Would it have been enough for the Warriors? Even take away Kevin Durant. Would it have been enough for the Warriors with Steph, Klay, and Draymond just by themselves to win one? No, it wouldn't have been. Add Kevin Durant to the mix. 5 straight finals. Everything that they did. Some people still don't think that was enough. I think it was. All things considered. They won every year that they were healthy. So what? All of a sudden, if you put Boston's big 3, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, they won 1. A lot of people thought they should have won 2. And those teams, all of those situations, they didn't have to trade every first round pick they have until nearly the end of the decade to put that team together and sacrifice their culture in the process. The Warriors didn't sacrifice an ounce of their culture. The Miami Heat did not sacrifice their culture. The Boston Celtics created a new strong culture because of that big 3. But the Brooklyn Nets, everything that they built previous to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving getting there, the infrastructure that they built, everybody was praising it. They threw it away. They said, you know what? We'll replace this with whatever it is that KD and Kyrie bring to the table. Whatever culture it is that they have and we're seeing it play out in front of us, that'll be our culture now. And then they trade all their draft picks to get James Harden, add him to the mix. I'm not saying it was the wrong decision. I'm not saying it's the right decision. We'll see. I'm not trying to guess. I'm not trying to predict. Okay, we'll see. But I'll tell you this. If you win one championship, it is not enough. It is not worth it. No, not even close. Every big three before them was held to much higher standards. Much higher standards. They've got to win at least 2. They have to. For this to be deemed a success, they have to win at least 2. And that is really hard. And by the way, I'm not even sure if 2 is enough. And that's going to be really hard when you got the Lakers being the Lakers and the Clippers being the Clippers. You still got Giannis in Milwaukee right now. You've got Philadelphia right now who didn't pull the trigger on the James Harden trade. And I think that was the right move because they look like a juggernaut right now. And Joel Embiid is an MVP candidate the way he's playing. And by the way, you still got Miami with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero and Goran Dragic and everything that they've got going on over there, and a legitimately strong culture who, by the way, if I'm Brooklyn, I do not want to face them in the playoffs, because you talk about a team that has the guys that need that can defend our team, that's Miami. So no, I don't know if it's worth it or not. But I do know this. If Brooklyn somehow wins the championship this year, it's not enough. It's not enough. It silences the doubters for a little bit, but you've got to win multiple, because that's now the expectation when you have a big three. When you have a big two, when it's Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and you just signed them as free agents, you can win one and that's a success. Everybody's happy with that. Everybody's happy with that. But when you do what you just did, you trade all your draft picks and you assemble now a big three, that's a different standard that you're held to. I hope that Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving are ready for that. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. You could send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at WGoldberg@BayAreaNewsGroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning with a recap of tonight's game against the Nuggets.